أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. قال إنما أوتيته على علم عندي أولم يعلم أن الله قد أهلك من قبله من القرون من هو أشد منه قوة وأكثر جمعا ولا يسأل عن ذنوبهم المجرمون. صدق الله العظيم. In ayahs before this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala began the discussion of Qarun, who was from the people of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Towards the end of that ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala narrated and related the words of his people that warned him because of his arrogance. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ قَوْمُهُ لَا تَفْرَحْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Remember the time when his people said to him, do not exult, do not become arrogant, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not love those who are arrogant. Continuing with their words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the other reminders, advices, admonitions that they had given him. وَبَتَغِي فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. The second was, they said to him, that search, strive for the hereafter with that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted you. Here, the words فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ is in his very general sense. And that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given him, Allah had given him, and Allah has given us very many different types of resources. Besides financial resources, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this body and health. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us intelligence. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us time. And like that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given very many resources. So in the advices and the admonishments of his people to him, we also learn these important lessons, that whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, let us search through it for the akhirat. If we do that in this world, we will still live, and we will still earn, and we will still spend our time, we will still have our families, we will still have this material world, but at the same time the mind and the heart and everything else will be focused towards the hereafter. So whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, and most especially the wealth that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us, let us not squander it on the things of this material world, but let us try and utilize it for the hereafter. A hadith of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when once someone had given a baby goat, a kid, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was obviously slaughtered, and then Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, our mother, had distributed it. She knew that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam loved the shoulder, so she kept the shoulder for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When he had come back to her and he asked her what is left of that kid, so she replied that the shoulder is left and everything else has been distributed. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the reality is this, that everything else is left, in other words stored for the hereafter, and only that is left behind in this world. So very important lesson from the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The next is, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And do not forget your portion from this material world. And here the ulama have explained it in two important ways. One is this, that you do not give out everything, that you do not leave anything for yourself. That is the one explanation. And the other explanation is, by way of your amal, by way of your actions and your deeds in this material world, do not forget your portion also. So you should be working in this world for the akhirat. You should be working in this world and practicing so that you will reap the benefits of the hereafter, and that is the portion of this material world that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. The next is, wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk, and be kind and be good like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kind and good upon you. Now again, innumerable favors that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, we cannot even count these favors that Allah Ta'ala has granted us. And similarly, we should be making ihsan, we should be good and kind to others, like how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has been kind upon us. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's favors have been innumerable, They are those favors that Allah has given us that we have yet to acknowledge. We do not understand and even realize it. By way, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, that was recited in the Salat. That if we look within ourselves, there are so many of these ni'mas that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted us. And we cannot even count them, we cannot enumerate them, we cannot enlist them. So like that, we should be kind upon others, like how Allah has been kind upon us. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Qarun was a person that became cruel, and he became haughty and arrogant against his own people, the Bani Israel. So they also advised him that وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and do not create corruption on the earth. In other words, that you are in the palace and you are amongst the people of Fir'aun, you are working for him, you are getting paid, and obviously you are utilizing these energies against your own people. So do not create that fasad, do not create that fitna. And when we look at fitnas also, they are in the different forms and in the different ways. And the best way for us is to concentrate on our own ibadat, to concentrate on our own akhirat, and understand and realize that each one of us are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love those who create corruption on the surface of the earth and the surface of the land. Now when he was reminded about all this, his response was one simple response, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. The response may sound simple, but in the courts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is most detestable. That he said that certainly this has been given because of knowledge that I possess. Now he believed it was his acumen, and through that acumen he had been able to gain all these material things that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted. And he was making sort of a claim that he was entitled to all this, not realizing that these were the great fadl and the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some commentators have also expressed, ala ilmin indi, the knowledge that Allah had granted him. We discussed this, that he had known the Torah off by heart. He was amongst those 70 people that Musa alayhi salatu was salam had chosen when he had gone to Mount Tur. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted him much insofar as the deen was concerned, and of course as far as the dunya was concerned. With regards to this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not respond. Allah ta'ala does not speak about Allah's favors upon him, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala draws our attention to one very important aspect. And Allah says, awalam ya'lam, did he not know, anna Allah qad ahlaka min qablihi min al-qurun, that certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed many nations and generations before him. Man huwa ashaddu minhu quwwatan wa aktharu jam'a, such nations that were far more stronger than him in their strength, wa aktharu jam'a, and who had accumulated much more wealth than he had accumulated, all of them were destroyed. In other words, everything is in the hands of Allah. وَلَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذُنُوبِهِمُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ, and there is no need to ask the mujrimun, the wrongdoers, about their sins. They know their sins, and on the day of Qiyamah, it has all been documented, and it will be produced, and of course, they will be recognized by their faces also. So hence in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala show us that when Allah has given us wealth and resources, let us utilize it for the sake of Allah, let us utilize it to develop and cultivate our hereafter, and let us focus towards the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.